James White, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Botello Lumber. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Those might not work. I don't know. Yes. You can get rid of them if you want to. Whatever's easier for you.
It's working now.
Okay, there we go. So you're bye week. You went and watched a little college football action this week?
Got tuned into some college football. Wisconsin got a little overtime win versus Purdue, which was good. And I went to New York for a few days, so it was good to go.
So you could rub it into Rob Ninkovich. He's going to be here next hour.
Yeah, well,
no, Wisconsin over. What about NFL? Do you watch the games yesterday, or do you get away from it? What do you do?
Yeah, I definitely tuned into the games yesterday, too. I mean, I pretty much watch football whenever it's on. Kind of a football junkie in a way. Don't really watch anything else on TV besides football. So.
Now, Tom mentioned earlier today that he spent a lot of the bye week doing a little self-scouting, looking at a lot of film of, you know, his game and how things have gone. Are you a self-scouting kind of guy as well?
Definitely. Definitely gives you some time to, you know, watch the first half of the season, see the things we did well as a player and things we don't do well as a player and things we can improve on. And I think it just gives you a good beat on what you can do better and, you know, kind of help this team improve as, you know, we go down this final stretch because it's going to be a huge six games for us.
Now, you've had more touches this year than you've had your previous years in the league at, you know, going into, what, week 12. Can you feel that on your body? Is there a difference to you?
I mean, you feel a little bit, but I mean, just take care of your body. Get the extra treatment. Do whatever it takes so I can go out there and play my best and be available. I mean, maybe more touches, but I still go out there and play my game. Everybody's sore at this point, so there's no excuse for anything.
I was telling the story earlier today. I was at my gym on Saturday, and Matthew Slater's in there taking a cycling class with his wife. Are you a guy who works out during the bye week, or what are you doing?
I didn't.
Yeah, so smart.
No, nothing wrong with that. Some guys have to stay active. Everybody has a different plan and whatnot. But it's definitely good to get in here today, you know, get back moving, get up to speed on the Jets, and, you know, get ready to go.
Do you do any of the hyperbolic chamber stuff or, like, ice baths? Or, like, do you do anything kind of different?
I'm not a fan of the cold stuff.
Yeah.
Me either. I'm with you there.
Yeah,
you played Wisconsin for crying out loud.
I'm not a big fan of getting in the cold tub, stuff like that.
But you must have seen, like, everything. But different teammates of yours must try every single thing for an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to find what works for you. I mean, everybody's different. Some guys like the cold tub. Some guys like the hot tub. It's the sauna. There's float tanks. There's all different types of things. You just find out what works for you.
The anti-gravity stuff.
Yeah, that's what you should get into.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, so help me out here because I've been trying to figure this out. You guys have been great here at home and not so great on the road, and that's uncharacteristic for Patriots football.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to find a way to play better on the road, start faster, you know, don't have lulls. Like the Bears game, we started fast, and we kind of had some lulls in there. Versus Titans, we didn't play very well throughout the whole game. So just starting the game with energy. Paying attention to detail, playing as a team, playing that complimentary football that we usually do. I think it's all about starting fast and, you know, keeping your foot on the gas the whole game.
You guys could be getting Rex Burkhead back in another week. What would that mean to the backfield to get him back?
I mean, a lot. Rex is a very versatile player. Catch, run, block. Could do things that Sony does, do things that I do. So definitely keeps the defense off balance with that. And he's a good football player. And whenever we can get him back, it'll definitely give us a boost.
Sounds as though it's a real possibility that Rob Gronkowski could make his return this week as well. We know what he means in the passing game, but in the running game, he's a huge part of what you guys do as well.
Oh, definitely. I don't think he gets enough credit for his blocking. A lot of tight ends, they can catch and run routes, but they can't really hold up against defensive ends, and he can. He's a big physical guy. He does a great job for us, not only in the passing game, but the running game, too.
Now, there's stats for literally everything, but one of the stats that's out there now is third and short. The last, was it 5 weeks, Dale? Numbers passing have not been very good at all. What do you think goes into that?
I think it's just execution as offense, us picking up the blitzes, giving Tom enough time to get rid of the football, us as receivers getting open, making the catches, making tough catches sometimes, because it's going to be tough catches on third and short. So I think it's just execution. It's about us, not really about the defense.
We've talked about your first 10 games. I mean, you've touched the ball more than you ever have. You've got great receiving numbers. Part of that self-scouting thing, what's the thing you think you've got to improve on the most?
Just creating more separation, being coordinated with everybody on the offensive line, picking up blitzes better, just giving Tom enough time to read the coverage out. Just a little bit of everything, running more physical. I mean, I kind of want to improve on everything, even the things that I've been doing well. Just keep improving at it. You can always get better at everything, so it's not just one thing.
Now that you couldn't watch the Jets yesterday, they were on a bye as well. How much have you already had a chance to take a look at what they do?
I mean, their defense is, you know, they're pretty diverse. They throw all those crazy blitzes at you and things like that. And they have some good football players. And every time we play those guys, it's tough. So just definitely study up on them, see if they're doing anything differently than when the previous years, and got to be ready to go. You know, try and get a good division away win.
Yeah. should we tag you out here? We'll let you get back to work.
Yeah,
and
tag Trey.
Tag in Trey Flowers. James, good to see you again.
Thanks. Good luck, son.
Thank you.